tuned to Free Radio Skybird with DJ Frederick.
Living things, they become aware of some kind of force or something behind this apparent mask.
The best Thank you.
Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick Moe, and you're listening to Free Radio Skybird, community radio for shortwave listening. On Free Radio Skybird, I will be playing 78s, 45 RPMs, 33 LPs, cassettes, and compact discs. You'll hear folk, jazz, easy listening, independent music, and more on Free Radio Skybird. Excellent music there from Bruce Litcher and the band Scenic, released on Independent Project Records back in the year 1996. That was a tune called Sage. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Free Radio Skybird, and I'll be right back after this.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Want to see a real scary movie with the emphasis on real? Check out Citizen 4.
Edward Snowden wanted an honest reporter to help reveal top secret papers to the American public. Identifying himself only as Citizen 4, he contacted prize-winning documentarian Laura Poitras. She promptly packed up her cameras and flew off to Hong Kong with fellow journalist Glenn Greenwald of The Guardian. Citizen 4 is a surprising documentary focusing on Greenwald's now-famous hotel room interview with Snowden. Surprising because the viewer is ushered into a genuinely dangerous real-life thriller in real time, complete with ominously ringing telephones, mystery fire alarms, and the ongoing threat of discovery. Even more of a surprise is Snowden's apparent candidness and evident concern for his country, in particular, the rights and freedoms of all Americans. Not the super spy traitor many might expect, Snowden comes across as an ordinary little guy having a genuine crisis of conscience and courageously acting to protect us from a government intent on eroding our rights and privacy in the name of national security. Still, the camera never asks us to believe Snowden's words or actions. Poitras and Greenwald merely ask us to weigh what we see and decide for ourselves. And weigh it we must, because Citizen 4 is indeed scary stuff. Citizen 4, not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Identity theft, misuse of personal information. The age of the internet is fraught with questions of privacy. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
We should be concerned as citizens about our breaches to our information, because it happens in all kinds of organizations, from banks to retail organizations to service organizations, even to universities and government.
France Bélanger is a professor in accounting and information systems in the Pamplin College of Business at Virginia Tech.
So hackers get into their systems and collect information about us. And so then they can use that for identity theft or other issues, such as even blackmailing individuals.
Identity theft isn't the only privacy issue. Every day we're unknowingly giving away personal information to corporations and service organizations.
People take pictures all the time on their mobile phones. A lot of individuals do not know that when you take a picture, the information includes geotagging, which means the location and time where the picture was taken. So unless they specifically turn off a setting on their mobile phone, that information is attached to each picture. Then they post their pictures on various sites, social media, Instagram, whatever. And then people who know how to do this can access this information. You can track where people are, when they are there, just by people giving that information, most often because they do not know. To turn geotagging information off your phone, you basically go to the privacy settings on your phone and you just turn it off. One switch, one button, and it's off. And then you don't actually release this information.
We'll hear more about wireless privacy in future programs. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
We're celebrating the past century of music and radio here on Free Radio Skybird. I'm DJ Frederick Moe. If you would like a QSL, I am more than happy to correspond with you. QSLs are available for a reception report and a donation of $2 in U.S. cash to cover postage. Now you can send your reception reports and your donation to Frederick Moe. That's Frederick Mo, Mike Oscar Echo, 36 West Main Street, Warner, WARNER, New Hampshire, USA, 03278. Letters of comment are welcome, and they will be read over the airwaves. Again, that address for reception reports is Frederick Mo, Mike Oscar Echo, 36, that's 36, West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, United States of America. Thank you. Kai Winding with the classic instrumental More. And before that, we heard Grant Green, great jazz guitarist, with Tumblin' Tumbleweeds. Well, this is DJ Frederick Moe. You're tuned to Free Radio Skybird, community radio for shortwave listeners. This show is sort of an experiment, and I'd love to do more of them. But in order to record and broadcast more shows on shortwave, I would like your feedback. So letters of comment and reception reports are much appreciated. And you can send those to Frederick Moe. That's Frederick Moe, as in Mike Oscar Echo, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. United States of America. Again, the postal address for reception reports is Frederick Moe, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, the United States of America. Thank you.
perhaps the most popular song in American campaign history, and its very unlikely source. You're on the Soundbeat.
Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
Lyricist Jack Yellen wrote Happy Days Are Here Again with composer Milton Ager in 1929. Yellen was a registered Republican, which bears relevance in that the song would become not only Franklin Roosevelt's 1932 campaign song, but the unofficial song of the Democratic Party for years to come. He probably still cashed those checks, though. You've been listening to Leo Reisman and his orchestra on a Victor 78 from 1929. The song was featured in the 1930 MGM film Chasing Rainbows, and the Recording Industry Association of America ranked it number 47 on their Songs of the Century list in 2001. This episode was co-written with Christina Reed, part of the Soundbeat Class Partnership. For more on the SBCP, check out soundbeat.org. The show is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
Winter wind, blow the tree. Here they howl, claw the sky, whispers follow shelter. Chantel sleep, tables clean, mirrors start to speak. Branches scratch, tap the pane, whispers fall.
That's And Also the Trees here on Free Radio Skybird. Before that, we heard David Snell with a cover version of Windmills of Your Mind. We started off with July Skies and Coastal Stations. I would be very happy to receive your reception reports in exchange for a QSL card. QSLs are available for a $2 U.S. cash donation to cover postage, and you can mail your reception reports and letters of comment to Frederick Moe, that's Frederick Mike Oscar Echo, Frederick Moe, 36 West Main Street, that's 36 West Main Street, Warner, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, United States of America. Again, that's zip code 03278. Well, that's all I have time for here on this edition of Free Radio Skybird. From the hills of New Hampshire, this is DJ Frederick Moe, broadcasting community radio on shortwave. I want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting shortwave radio. Wherever you are listening, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. And take good care of those you love.